She offers me Tibetan tea on a flower tray. She's at the door, she wants to score. She really needs to say, I loved you a long time ago.
Afternoon, Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Before we say hello to Roy Harper, let's hear from the late, great John Arlott.
Now, music, of course, is a great art, and it's older than cricket. But the earliest cricket was village cricket, and many villagers and many great village cricketers were also musicians. So it's no accident that the two have blended so extremely well together.
Yeah, not really, hasn't really blended
as if, together. As if to prove the point.
Just the Yetis.
Yeah.
And himself, Roy, and of course, Fraser, what's that thing called?
Well, there's been the three great cricketing songs, you could argue, through the ages. I can't give you the complete title,
half
but
man,
it involves Fred Titmuss and Half Man, Half Biscuit, Dreadlock Holiday, and, of course, the original cricket song, an old cricket that
loses
the crease.
Duckworth Lewis method.
The Duckworth Lewis method, the boys as well. There are links between cricket and music, and Roy Harper is with us in the studio. Roy, good to see you.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be here.
Roy, I often wondered when I heard that song whether you were actually a cricket fan, but you are, big time, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a big cricket fan. It's the song's not really about cricket so much.
A couple of cricketers get a mention, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Jeff and John, yeah. Mm.
John Snow and
Jeff Boycott. Yeah, I shook hands with him the other day. It was weird. He was complaining, as he would. And as he does. I mean, it was look, I thought one grumpy old man shakes hands with another. But, he was moaning about Yorkshire losing.
Yeah, of course, being
to Lancashire. Yes! And I said, well, that's good, isn't it?
Talking of Lancashire, you were telling us you're an old City fan from a long vintage, not a nouveau.
I'm third generation. My grandfather was is photographed with the City team on some station or other in the 20s, so...
Wow.
I've got pictures of... we won't get into that. I've got pictures of the England captain, who was Sam Barkis at the time, playing bowls with my mother in the back garden.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
So presumably you used to go and watch them and...
Now
it's a different thing altogether, of course.
But I was brought up in Blackpool in the 50s with the Matthews team.
Right.
I still remember the whole team. Farm, Shinwell, Stewart, Garrett, Johnson, Haywood, Matthew Mortensen, Moody, someone else, and Perry.
Oh, this one, Bill Perry. There's one more. There'll be one more to come. That the listeners will come up with that. TalkSport.co.uk.
Yeah.
Text 81089.
And I remember how they played. All of them.
Yeah, that was a fantastic side. Roy, for those that kind of don't know much about your background, as a solo artist, you had great success. You've also collaborated with people like Pink Floyd and Jimmy Page over the years. I saw you years ago, Nebworth. You did a few Nebworths, you say, as far as you can remember.
Yeah, I did three that I can remember.
Yeah. I just remember, just a man walking on stage, a huge area like that, everybody there at a big festival, and you're kind of just holding this audience with just one man and a guitar on stage for about 45 minutes. It was a great set, I remember.
Was that the one where they were taking so long to set up, they gave me a
That's
bell?
Right. Yes,
about lunchtime, that's saying get here fast because we need somebody to fill in.
And yes, you did, and it was a really great set. I remember.
Well, thanks for that. I have no idea what it was like. I can't remember a thing.
Fantastic. There's a real folk rock revival though now. I mean, people like Laura Marling and
it's the young Americans are bringing it back. They've been. It shows you really how isolated the US is from the UK. And particularly California, really, but it's throughout, because they've taken me as they've taken just the music. It's not confused with the old jaded, English criticisms.
Hmm.
Music journalism in this country is as bad as the daily press. It just takes people apart for the sake of doing it.
Mm.
They're not influenced by any of that. they just take the music on its own merit. And, you know, they've fished people like me, and me particularly, actually, it seems, out of the middle of nowhere and say, you know, we like this guy and, you know, we think he's whatever. And, of course, it's revitalised my career.
Of course. Well, I mean, bands like Fleet Foxes in the States and Mumford & Sons over here, they're all big mainstream acts now. So, people are going back and they're looking at the source material. They're mentioning you as an influence.
Yeah.
And people are going back and listening to your stuff.
Yes, and it's good. It's good because, you know, at last I feel as I can earn a living again.
It's true. It's, of course, the 40th year's anniversary of Whistle Test, so I expect you must have been on that show quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. Bob asked me to do... there's been a series, I think, of probably about 10 people who've been asked to contribute to... I don't know what they call it, so the revival of the old grey whistle test or something. I'm not quite sure. I'd rather talk about Manchester City. I have to say that I think that that Fernando Torres will score 15 goals.
So you think he's going to come good now?
I think he should have gone with his right foot.
Yeah,
the same as with the first time.
Yeah,
I was kind of thinking.
Could he have got his? Right? Yeah, that's the thing.
He played the ball outside of himself and outside of the post.
Outside the left, he should have gone with the right when he was on it.
But you know,
as a City fan, of course, you were cheering him on, looking for him to get back. And never had they gone.
I want every other game to be a draw.
Yeah, well, it might have been a draw if he'd scored. It would have been 3-2.
Yeah,
13 minutes left. But it's going to be interesting, isn't it? City, it's one thing to build this team and bring in all these players, but to actually win it against United, who are so experienced at winning it, it's going to take a bit of
doing. They can't win it this year. They won't be able to, though. There was something that Mancini said today. He said that we haven't got strength in depth. And actually, he's right.
Oh, come on.
He says, I'm a couple of players shot. I'm down to the bare
bones.
That's
ridiculous.
That's madness. It is crazy. You know, he's going to get no sympathy.
Wait a minute. I think the squad is 22. So there are two places up for grabs, you know?
No, you're going to get no sympathy from any other fans.
No, I'm not asking for sympathy. I've got an identity crisis in any case, being a City fan.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, you remember a time when they were successful, when they won the league in the 60s and they won the cup in the 60s. And they were a side. Then you had this kind of fallow period, say 20-odd years, when they yo-yoed up and down, didn't win anything. And now there's this kind of dreamland you're in.
I know. It's almost better to be back in the second tier, dare I say it, but you know, I'll be shouted down by a million others. You know, what are you talking about? But our sense of humour and all the rest of it is built on days like that. You know, nowadays you can't, in the current atmosphere, there is none of that really. It's all been clouded over by winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll still find a way to fail and then you'll be able to enjoy it.
I'm a sad man because I've not failed.
So you've got a new 2-CD collection out of songs at the moment, which has just come out. Also, you're doing some gigs around the CD.
Yeah, and I'm doing Jules tomorrow, later with Jules tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. We'll look out for that. Yeah, that's back. So that's right, they do the half-hour show, the live show on a Tuesday, and then the show goes out on Friday as well.
Yeah, I'm doing both of the shows, so
brilliant,
that'll be good.
Excellent,
Roy, lovely to see you. Thanks ever so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's been lovely.
Songs of Love and Loss, volumes 1 and 2, is available now, and you can see him on Jules Holland tomorrow night, Roy Harper, and catch him. Where some of the gigs you're going to be playing? You're playing the Festival Hall, is that right?
Yeah, Festival Hall. It sold out in 6 days.
Oh, nice one.
I was amazed, but
more than City did last week in the Champions League. There'll be a few walk-up for Roy's.
Yeah, of course.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, no, but coming in through the slates in the roof, I they did in Liverpool 1 year.
good to see you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks.
3 o'clock.
Thanks, Andy.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs. Let's leave you with a very quick bit of When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease.
Pushing for four with the skin on a dusty with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood. in the sun. When an old cricketer leaves the crease, you never know whether he's gone.
Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk.